This is a pupil of Corby Business Academy.
You'll remember me when the west wind moves among the fields of barley.
With the help of a professional recording company, the school has recorded a CD. All 18 tracks are performances by the students.
The whole theatre was turned into a recording studio overnight, and there was mics and wires everywhere. Like, you couldn't move your feet without stepping on something.
12-year-old Laurie was impressed.
It was like you felt like you were really in a real recording studio.
This is the first time Laurie has heard himself playing.
It sounds really different to when we played it in a good way. I can't believe we sound so good. They did a really good job of recording it. You can really capture how we played, and we worked so hard on it, and I'm just really pleased with it.
15-year-old Kimberly and 14-year-old Chloe also hearing their performances for the first time.
What do you think it was going to sound like then?
I don't know, I wasn't expecting it to be as good as it is.
Yeah, it's definitely sounds really good.
Have you never heard yourself play before?
No. I've always thought I sounded awful when I played.
Yeah.
Natalia and Lana are both 14.
I think the best thing about this is actually hearing it right now, because it was worth it in the end.
It's quite rewarding to hear it all afterwards, like it's all finished and it's good.
The director of music at Corby Business Academy is Clive Weirs.
In May time this year, we had some auditions, a bit like X Factor, whereby we had at least over 100 students auditioning to be on this CD. Finally came up with a track listing, and we recorded in our new recording studio at Corby Business Academy in June. Then we had the long process of working with a professional recording company called World of Sound, recording and getting all the edits done, getting all the CD ready. And then we've got our media team that have been doing A-level media on all of the design of the cover and the CD inlet, which looks absolutely fabulous.
Megan and Ellen, who are both 16, designed the CD cover.
On the back, we always had to put the titles of the tracks. On the front cover, we didn't really know what to do, so it went from inspiration from the Rolling Stones album Exile on Main Street, where it's a collection and collage of pictures, so we decided to do it with pictures of students from the school.
Most of them were professionally taken, but the big group one in the middle, Eleanor took that one, but we edited them all ourselves.
Another musician is 19-year-old Anderley.
What does that sound like to you?
It sounds like success to me, really. Yeah.
Is it relief?
It is quite relieving hearing ourselves play again. Well, without us having to play, so it's a really nice experience to go through the whole recording process and then come to this stage where you can hear what your hard work has come to.
What were you playing?
I played the tuba with a double B, so it's like the biggest and heaviest instrument you can find in a brass band.
You're listening out now to hear yourself, are you?
It's difficult to hear a tuba playing, but when you do hear it, it's something that you love to hear because it just leads and pushes the band forward.